Aha, aha, khati da ye kayi. Aha, aha, khati da ye kayi. Yeli khositi kaya oslishu. Yel kel kihas tsana, tsana, ui.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming in this morning. Nice introduction by Chuck Miller. I'm also joined by Ellen Frankenstein, Laura Tierman, and Alyssa Russell, here to talk about some awesome upcoming collaborations and things happening with the common thread of art change. Thank you all for coming in this morning. It's nice to have a packed studio. So to get started, why don't we go on the theme that Chuck, you brought us in on, of hearing the Tlingit language, hearing stories and song. Our Grandparents' Teachings, a program that a collaboration between you and an art change happened in 2020, and it's coming back for a revival. So as a baseline, what was Our Grandparents' Teachings? What was the inspiration, the reason behind its creation?
Our talk with our elders, more specifically, Tleo Tuish, my uncle Herman Davis, and he actually helped out with the name of the show, The Teachings of Our Grandparents. And when we first talked about it, and Ellen and I and a bunch of other team members were talking about what is this going to look like? Well, we wanted to get the education out there, not just for our own native young people and our native community, but for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, where is this going to start at? And I think, well, education is the best thing to educate people about our culture. And not only that, but we're also preserving and perpetuating our culture by reviving old archival audio sound bits from Siki Native Education Program. Hopefully we have a few guest speakers come in and talk about whatever the topic we want to talk about, whether it's storytelling or potlatch or songs or anything of that matter. So that's kind of where it started, and it's kind of morphed, and we've had, 12 episodes now?
Nice.
And there's a lot of people asking, when are you going to do some more episodes? And so we're brainstorming what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and there's some things that I would like to do, but I think it's important to know that maybe there's some things out there that other people would like to know about our cultural ways that I don't know what they don't know.
Right. So. Well, and it's clearly backed by popular demand, so there's these questions and curiosities still out there. Mm-hmm. So in a single episode, you have a particular theme or topic, and then you're mm-hmm. bringing in every past and current knowledge for it?
Right. So we'll have a topic. Maybe it's about herring and the traditional uses of herring, which we've had an episode about, which was actually one of the more popular ones, I believe. And we'd had guest speakers come in, like Charlie Skolka Jr.,
Steve Johnson,
and we've had a few people come in and talk. And then we had archival footage from this audio drive that I have that has traditional teachings of our cultural ways from Charlie Joseph Sr. and other things like that. And mm-hmm. And then we would include songs, always include songs, and then also stories, archival stories. And sometimes it's stuff that I would tell or something that was brought up off of the old archival drive. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah, and it's a new recording, a new way to encapsulate and make sure knowledge mm-hmm. and community curiosity mm-hmm. also is saved for future generations. Because all of these episodes, if folks missed it the first time around, they're still available for anyone to listen to. How would they do so?
It's on Raven Radio site. We got to say Raven Radio is our third wheel in our collaboration. We'll get to wheels. It's on the Art Change website and wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So this is something you can listen to again and again and share to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So in this process for creating this next season, if you will, next revival of our grandparents' teachings, are you currently taking suggestions or of people, like Chuck, you were saying, you're not sure what people don't know, what mm-hmm. people might want to learn about? Mm-hmm. How would they get a hold of either of you to ask a question and hopefully have it answered?
Well, I think if people, it would be good to have suggestions on what people would like to learn. I mean, we've had different topics throughout the last year or two, but it's also nice to hear what people would like to learn about. And the best way to get a hold of me is through Siki Tribe of Alaska, mm-hmm. And their number is 747-3207. and get a hold of me through that, or my email, chuck.miller@sikhtribe-nsn.gov, or get a hold of Ellen, and she can tell me what to do.
We're playing. I'm just behind the scenes as like the cheerleader support.
Right. Which you are really great at doing, of being the cheerleader and support, and mm-hmm. like making sure all the random little threads that are needed are brought together, yep. to make these cool things happen. Mm-hmm. Like this other collaboration we're talking about this morning, Sitka Tells Tales, something that we've been hearing on Raven Radio and live for months and months now as a nice alternative on every other Tuesday, alternating with assembly nights. The upcoming collaboration is for Dream Cycles, is the name of the show. Where did Dream Cycles come from? Because this is cycles as in bikes, dreaming, like dream bikes? What are we talking about here? How did this come?
I met one of the new Outer Coast teacher professors, or what do you want to call them, coming back on the plane about 2 months ago, Adam Haar, and he told me he was a recent PhD in dreams and consciousness. And, of course, my mind is always collecting. And then I went for a long overdue walk with Alyssa, who's here, and she said, can we collaborate? And Art Change and Sitka Tells Tales is all about collaborations, right. and, like, encouraging us thinking about all the awesome things in our community.
And ta-da. Yeah. So both of you, Laura and Alyssa, you are from the Salty Spoke Bike Co-op. What's the co-op? Because this was also started in 2020. What was the inspiration behind your co-op?
Yeah. So the Salty Spoke, like you said, we started in 2020. We actually tried to open in March 2020, which we all know how that
didn't
went.
Go well for a lot of people.
But we have been around since then. It kind of started out with a few people in masks working on bikes in a cold back room. But we've come a long way since then. So we're located right actually behind this building, behind the Beak and the Raven Radio building. And we do a few things. We do a Pay What You Can membership, so folks can come on Saturdays from 11 to 2 and join as a member, and they can work on their own bikes. The suggested donation is 2 times your hourly wage, so it's meant to be sort of adapted for your income. Mm-hmm. And then we do a youth program, so we do after-school bike education with Mount Edgecombe High School, Pacific High School, and Sitka 4-H Club, and other youth as well. And then we also take bike donations and we refurbish bikes for resale and donation. And we also do some occasional events for adults, so workshops and then events like this that are just for fun and for raising awareness.
Nice. So for the upcoming Sitka Tells Tales with Dream Cycles, are either of you storytellers for it, or like... Do we have like a hint on
one thing about Sitka Tells Tales? Someone said, oh, just people get up and talk. I'm like, no. We try to push them. So we had a gathering last night, our prep gathering, and where we try to like help people, or we work together. Everyone is telling a story, mm-hmm. to shape the stories. And we have if you remember, we have someone falling off a bicycle and getting on again. We have some nightmares. What else do we have?
We have just the connection to a bike that came from someone's mother and the inspiration to kind of spread their wings and go off into the world and create their own stories. I missed the other ones.
I'm trying to remember more about dreams, and you'll have to come and see.
All right.
And the cool thing, during COVID, one of our adaptations was doing Sitka Tells Tales on the Zoom to radio. And then I realized sometimes you don't want to go out at night. So we have the live event, and we're doing it at the brewery, and they're wonderful. And we'll talk about how they're supporting this and Campfire Pizza. But if you want to stay home, you can also listen to Sitka Tells Tales.
Just turn on the radio.
You know, you might have a newborn baby. You might have an elder you're taking care of. And so that's a lot of fun.
Or sometimes you just, you put on your comfy pants and you just, you want to go out, but the comfy pants and the couch just aren't letting you. But you can still hear these tales, still connect with community. Because this is the real theme with Art Change is connecting people in a community through stories, through our common bonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do want to join us live at the event, it is next Tuesday, March 21st. So stories will be told from 7 to 8 p.m., but doors open at Harbor Mountain Brewery at 6 p.m. And there is a suggested donation of $15, mm-hmm. so that will help us at the co-op as well as Art Change continue to create a more inclusive cycling community here in Sitka. And then Harbor Mountain Brewery and Campfire Kitchen are each donating $1 per beer or $1 per pizza to the cause as well.
So go out and make a night of it. Yeah, get your dinner, get some drinks.
Bicycle maybe.
Bicycle.
If the weather's good.
We're getting closer. We're getting closer. I think winter might be done. Fingers crossed. a great opportunity to get out and hear fun stories and tales you probably wouldn't hear from folks otherwise, and support a good cause. With Salty Spoke Bike Co-op, it's every Saturday that you meet here at the Cable House. So if folks are inspired this weekend, next weekend, any weekend in the future, they can roll on by.
Yeah, Saturday is 11 to 2. We also have a website if you want to learn more. It's at thesaltyspoke.com. But yeah, Saturday is 11 to 2.
Amazing. And so the event itself for Sicatel's Tales Dream Cycles will be at Harbor Mountain Brewing Company on the 21st, next Tuesday, 7 to 8 for stories. But you can start ordering pizza and drinks at 6 p.m. And for our grandparents' teachings, we're just going to be waiting with bated breath as you guys put these final things in order to get these stories back on air.
The edge of their seats.
Yeah.
Get these stories back on air. Wonderful. Well, we're out of time, unfortunately, this morning, but thank you all for coming in this morning, for all your work in tying a community together, being it through wheels, through stories, through song, just all of these fun ways to learn more about each other and the cool place we get to live. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Aaron.